It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
They thought he was He-Man, is it?
What?
Wait, what is
Jimenez? Is his name?
Yeah.
And then isn't?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I saw an opening there. Wouldn't want to thought.
Sounds like you got,
so I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play works.
You saw some daylight.
Yeah. And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused.
Uh-huh.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it is the emergency break of the week. And it is brought to us by the fine sponsors at...
It is brought to us by...
Advanced Hair Restoration and Service Experts. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. By the way, thanks to all the P1s who've come out this morning to the Broken Yoke in McKinney. Look at all these good P1s out here having breakfast at an awesome place. And the Invasion will be here as well. We've got all sorts of giveaways, Stars tickets, tickets to the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and the Choctaw Private Suite, Monster Jam tickets, and tons of gift cards as well if you come out and see us this morning in McKinney. Okay, candidate number one. Do you guys ever listen to CDs anymore?
No.
When's the last time you listened to a CD? It's been a while for me, too.
Rarely, yeah.
Well, you remember you felt like you were really rolling in your vehicle if you had a disc changer, like a 6-disc changer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
hard
Bob.
To say.
It's very hard to say.
Very hard to say.
And that's what Bob was trying to say.
I don't know. But if you missed it, this was the $18 million Survivor League, if you win, in which not only did we promise everyone a pizza party, but we also promised our entire show sweet, tricked-out SUVs. Like, Ham was going to be driving around a Batmobile SUV.
Total matte finish.
Oh, yeah. All matte.
Yeah.
Anything they wanted. Now, it just
stereos.
So, it's the hottest of hi-fi systems.
Changer.
Oh yeah, as many as you want.
In the trunk, the 6-disc. Oh,
whoa! Hey.
Six disc changer.
It's pretty hard to say.
What?
So yeah, it's
turn the music back up, you idiot.
It stings indeed.
Yeah, Bob didn't quite stick the landing on 6-disc changer.
Obviously, he had what in the trunk?
Same thing that I had in the pool. When I would take a dip in the pool. I didn't really say that. Bob okay. didn't really say that either. But there is Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us all the way from CBS Sports. Our buddy Brian Jones, who... I don't think he's won an e-break. I'm not sure if he's ever been up for an e-break. But he was trying to think of the term shekel, which is rarely used. Shekel is the word he was looking for.
You're going to put the money up, and you got some big backers. I think it's Tyson Food, of course, Walmart, right there in their backyard.
Hey, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry's got plenty of money.
Yeah, there you go. he got a few shackles over there, or what is it, shingles or whatever. Not shingles, damn. That's
shekels.
Shekels, yeah.
Shekels, thank you. Boy, it's early. I gave a man an affliction. He's got enough on his plate.
Tried to give him shingles. I had to think about it for a second.
Shackles and shingles.
It's kind of like hand gliding to me. I had to think about it for a second.
He was all around it.
He was all around it and up as candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the ticket top 10. I think Jay King has a tough job, not only running the ticket top 10, but having to do tickers along with that. It's pretty funny at the end of this ticker when he tries to add in another sports story and then gets all crossed up.
And right now in L.A., the Dodgers have a 5-0 lead over the Cincinnati Reds, all from home runs, including two right now in the bottom of the third. I'm Jay King on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Also, I forgot to say that the Tigers beat the Indians. Guardians. They beat the Guardians.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Isn't that kind of like the Lexi ticker of oh, yeah, and oh, yes, this. And I almost said the Indians, and then he said it.
I almost said, yeah. And then he says the offensive word.
Yeah, there's a lot in this crash and burn here. Let's listen to this one more time from Jay King.
And right now in L.A., the Dodgers have a 5-0 lead over the Cincinnati Reds, all from home runs, including two right now in the bottom of the third. I'm Jay King on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Also, I forgot to say that the Tigers beat the I almost said the Indians. Guardians. They beat the Guardians.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
That's kind of amazing there.
That's great.
From Jay.
Cleveland!
So, is it Bob, is it Brian Jones, or is it Jay King? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Bob's front toilet.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob, Richard Sturm, and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, America's favorite radio station.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, I think this may be Coco.
Yeah, who else?
From lower heaven.
Coco want to weigh in on Texas counties. Coco favorite county, Erath.
Erath County,
oh,
okay.
Coco loves Erath County.
Sure enough,
county.
That's a county, yeah. Yep.
Today on this pre-Saturday, Coco consult great chip, ape, primate, monkey, mama, queen, Jane Goodall for vote.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, she passed.
Goodall welcomed into loving primate arms in lower heaven this week.
Okay. Who you want to vote for, Coco?
Goodall have much happier ending than Diane Bossy.
Yeah, that is true.
Yep.
Coco and non-Diane Bossy Goodall vote for Bob.
Okay. Thank you. It took a while. Coco finally got there.
Oh, God, I enjoyed that.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, sir. This is Cruz in Lido, and I bet good old boys' kisses taste like whiskey and chicken fried steak. How about that? Hello for Bob.
I think he said Bob there at the end. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break? Sports? Yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello. Good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh. It's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
We just took a wild guess, as we do every
week. A very wild guess. Well, it's my favorite threesome. I hope you do well.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, hey, one thing before I vote, I want to give a shout-out to the girls' trip for the horse from Grayson County, and I will vote for Bob and his six dicks.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Bob Sturm wins the emergency break of the week.
I don't know. But if you missed it, this was the $18 million Survivor League, if you win, in which not only did we promise everyone a pizza party, but we also promised our entire show sweet tricked out SUVs. Like Ham was going to be driving around a Batmobile SUV.
Total matte finish.
Oh, yeah. All matte.
Yeah.
Anything they wanted. Now, it just
stereos.
Just the hottest of hi-fi systems.
Changer.
Oh, yeah. As many as you want.
In the trunk, the six-disc. Oh,
whoa.
Hey. Six disc. changer.
It's pretty hard to say.
What?
So, yeah. It's
so, yeah.
It stings,
Bob said.
Indeed.
All right, Bob. He's been quite the player here in 2025. How many wins?
That is Bob's 48th e-break win. He is now 91 behind the all-time leader, Norman Six Disc Hitsis.
Okay. Way to go, Bob.